Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people always ask me, what's the captain really like? Well, I'm compassionate. I mean, that woman, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. I'm understanding.
You just bankrupted the frickin' country! What's the matter with you?
I'm willing to listen.
Oh, you gotta have everybody's point of view. You can't just dismiss other people's point of view.
You don't have a point of view.
I'm intelligent.
Oh, I'm glad you educated me on that. See, because I'm stupid. I didn't know that.
Hell, I'm the full meal deal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption.
Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978, or you can join the chat room. Now, I do apologize up front. I get myself quite exercised very quickly. As you've ever listened to this program, you know that I can fly off of the handle at any given moment. Well, I do that. So I may not look at the chat room all as much as I should, but I am going to do my best effort to look. If there's something out there you want to comment on, if I see it, I'll announce it. Okay, you know it as well as I do. That as long as there is one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this jib and get this damn freedom ship underway. Today, hello. God almighty, I swear to Jesus in sweet blue heaven, would you people wake up back there? God almighty, you buy them books and send them to school and all they want to do is eat the teacher. Good God almighty. Anyway, we are now officially underway and headed out to sea. Bozer May, please shift the colors. Okay, now before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day here, the next time that you're sitting on the couch, your bag of Cheetos is emptier than Nancy Pelosi's stinking head, the Kim Kardashian show goes off the air, a spring in your couch pokes you in the butt, you have to rise up and actually stand on your feet, and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? What should I do next? Well, I don't know. I don't really know what to do when the Kim Kardashian show's not on. I guess maybe I could tweet. Find out, you know, if Kim Kardashian even sent a tweet or something. I have to find out. Well, you know what? Here's what you do. Here's plan B. You don't need Cheetos. You don't need a couch. And you certainly don't need that stupid Kim Kardashian show. Here's what you do. You know how to get onto Blog Talk Radio, because if you're listening to this program, well, then you know how to get on. So here's what you do. You get on here now. And I got two shows that are captain approved, which means if I approve it, then you can listen to it, and it's good. So listen up. Write this down. These are the captain's orders. The Vito Esposito Show. Mamma mia, no sharia. Ha ha. Listen to this program. It's blogtalkradio.com/radio-jihad. Look it up and find it. Weeknights at 1800. That's 6 p.m. for you landlubbers and you liberals out there. If you liberals even know what 6 p.m. is, you know what 420 is. Here's another captain-approved show you must listen to. Now this is my honorary, unofficial, official first mate, the Red Fox, the lovely Miss Kel Fritzy. You can find her program. She'll be on tomorrow afternoon at 1600. That's 4 p.m. for you landlubbers and liberals. She's on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, we know. / Kel, K-E-L, dash Fritzy, F-R-I-T-Z-I. She'll be on tomorrow at 1600. Make sure you're going to listen to that. And tonight, make sure you're on at 1800, which is 6 p.m., and listen to Radio Jihad. Listen to Vito over there. Okay. Now, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. Let me sit down in my captain's chair here and get a shot of grog in me. Good God almighty. The empty president. Now, just before we came on, I happened to notice on one of my news outlets, top secret news outlets, only the captain can read it, captain's eyes only, there's an op-ed piece here now by Mitt Romney. Now, however you love him, hate him, whatever, you got to put that aside. Just get that completely out of the equation. You don't bring it up. I shouldn't have even told you. I was contemplating. I was going to say this. I was going to read his op-ed piece and not tell you who he was, but I already spilled the beans, so there's nothing I can do about it. Love him or hate him, and this is another thing that bugs me. I'm tired of hearing all these great and wonderful things. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Just stop telling me. Start showing me. This is what I want. I don't want any more telling. I don't want any more speeches. No more tweets. For the love of God, these tweets. My God, you're freaking representatives. You're senators. You're governors. I mean, you're grown people. You're adults, for crying out loud. And you're getting these little Twitter tats with, I mean, they're just, God damn it. That stupid de Blasio and that other chump over there on one of those stupid shows in the morning. He gives the weather, that big fat guy. Just shut up. Just shut up, all of you. I mean, this is embarrassing. These are adults acting like children, for God's sakes. I mean, you might expect high schoolers to, you know, do things like that, you know, kids that are going through puberty. You could expect that. I mean, the kids are kids. You know, come on. We were all kids. We know kids are kids. Kids are always going to be kids. Kids have always been kids. As long as there's kids, they're going to be kids. It's just the way it is. I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how they work. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, good God, how the hell did we get on this? This is what these liberals do to you. You start on one thing and boom! You can never finish a sentence with these people. Because there's so much. And look, the reason why I brought up those shows, speaking of that, the reason why I brought up these two shows is there is so much that these people are hitting us on. They are hitting us on every angle, every vector. Anywhere that they can set a fire, them little bastards are going to be setting fires. Now, I know it sucks. I know it does. Freedom, it just, you know, damn it. I got a constitution. It says right here, I'm free. I'm reading it. Right here, it's in my hand. It's in black and white. Right there it is. I'm reading it. Damn, right there. Well, it doesn't mean a damn thing if you're not going to use it. You're not going to follow it. You're not going to accept it, first of all. I know that Constitution is so racist, isn't it? So horrible. Oh, all these bad and horrible, just creepy things. You know, that F word. I even hate to say the word over the air. Oh, do I dare? Oh, freedom. Oh. Now I got to put a penny in the cuss jar. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Freedom. It's for everybody. Not just the gray-haired, white, old, super-duper, monster-rich Republicans. The Koch brothers. Now get off the stupid Koch brothers already. First of all, most people don't know who the Koch brothers are in the Tea Party because they don't care. Doesn't matter who they are. They're just another Tea Party or they're just another American. Okay, they're super rich. Well, if I was super rich, I'd spend my money on what I want to spend my money on. We don't hear any complaints about George Soros. Well, because he gives money to the Democrats. See, it's fair if the Democrats get the money. But if those, you know, those Tea Party Republicans, those freedom lovers, if they get any money, well, that's a threat. We can't have any threats. Obama administration. Now, this is what I mean by an empty president. I mean, oh, God. Again, I cannot think of one genuine, actual, factual statement that this president pro tempore has ever said. One empty promise after another, and then when the empty promise comes to fruition and people are like, hey, where's my pot of gold? Speaking of which, I forgot to mention St. Paddy's Day yesterday. I was busy. I'm terrible when it comes to holidays. I am. I've always been terrible. I don't know my birthday. I'm terrible. My mom doesn't call me and tell me it's my birthday. I have no freaking idea. They don't dress the town up in Santa Claus and reindeers and Frosty the Snowman, and listening to all that music when you're walking into the store. If I don't hear that, I don't see that. I have no idea it's Christmas. I have no idea what the hell a calendar is. That's what I loved about being out to sea, man. It didn't matter what day it was. It didn't matter what time it was. There was no days. There was no time. It was just you and the mighty ocean. It was beautiful. I loved it. I still miss it. I miss it. Anyway, getting back to the scuttlebutt of the day, could you please focus? See, this is what happens when you start talking about liberals. It just rubs off on you. Just thinking about these people makes you stupider. It makes you digress like they do. You ever try to have a conversation with these people? You can't. You can't stick on one subject at a time. And here I am. I'm complaining about liberals can't stick on one subject at a time. Good God. Well, at least I admit it. I'm honest about my lies. That's one thing I am. I can't lie. First of all, when I do, I make it obvious because I just know I'm going to get caught. Then when you got to keep lying. That's what happened with Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. Stimulus packages, Obamacare. How many more lies are coming down the pike? They've got predetermined lies already set up. Anything that happens, just, you know, type it in the computer and it just spits out the talking points. Talking points, that's another thing. I'm sick and tired of that phrase, talking points. How about action points? Stop telling me what the hell you're going to do, God damn it, and do it. You're going to tell me you do something, then do it. I'm tired of speeches. What does that mean? Why do people get themselves all exercised over a speech? I've never understood that. I hear a speech, first of all, I'm bored. It And anything they say, you know, it's, I mean, they put these same stock phrases together. It's empty. I don't like phoniness. I don't like emptiness. Look, I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. If it's bad news, okay, I want to know. If it's good news, okay, I want to know. But don't tell me what you think, not what you know, but what you think I want to hear, because you don't know what I want to hear, because I haven't told you yet. You know, I noticed that in the theater, speaking of which, that we would do shows from time to time that would have some rather rough language in it, rough situations. And actors would be peeking out behind the stage into the crowd. First of all, I never gave a damn who was in the house. It didn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm there to do a job. I'm there to be a character. I'm not there to worry about who in the hell's in the stupid house. So they'd be all setting themselves on fire and freaking out backstage. Oh, I got to say the C word. I got to say the F word. I got to say this word. And they got children in there, and they got old people. I don't know. What do I do? Well, you do it the way you rehearsed it. Those words are in there for a reason. Don't think for your audience. If you think for your audience, you are going to be wrong. What's that phrase? You know, assume you make an ass out of you or me. Well, you don't make an ass out of me. I'm not the idiot who assumed anything. You just make an ass out of yourself. Think for other people. You don't know what other people are thinking until they tell you. And even then, they could be lying. You don't know. But see, the government has got this in their head where they can think for the people. They know. Well, they poll tested it. What the hell is a poll test? I'll give you a poll. Poll test. Shut up. Focus groups. Don't get focus groups. Oh, give me that. Friggin' focus groups. First of all, I had to do a stupid focus group one time. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. It sucks. They're awful. They're stupid. Everybody's got to think that they've got to ask some kind of question. And the question they ask are so stupid because they're just trying to pull anything they can out of thin air to make it sound like they're smart and they're interested. Well, this is an intelligent discussion. You don't even know what the goddamn discussion's about. Shut up. I just hate phoniness. Wherever I see it, emptiness and phoniness, I can't stand it. That's why I don't like unicorns. I've told you that story a million times. In first grade, Mrs. French. First time I ever saw one of those stupid things in one of those stupid books they made you read, which was irritating and annoying. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do art. I didn't want to read some stupid book. Then I open it up, and here's this creature on here, a horse-looking thing with a big old horn sticking on the top of his head, some wings, and it's just like, what the hell is this thing? 6 years old I am. She goes, well, that's a unicorn. Well, I don't like it. She goes, well, it's part of the story. And so she was trying to convince me that it was some kind of legend and myth and all this, and trying to get me all jazzed up about it. And, you know, she probably was. She was a good-looking woman, you know, long blonde hair. I mean, you're 6 years old. You got a first-grade teacher with long legs and long blonde hair and pretty. I mean, you know, sometimes it's hard to study, you know what I mean? But this was in the, you know, very early 70s. So I'm sure she was a little hippied up. Oh, unicorns. Oh, and rainbows. Ever since then, I see a unicorn. I just didn't like it. It looked phony to me. It looked fake. And ever since then, I see a unicorn. The first thing I think of is phony. Look, I don't care if it's bad news. If it's bad news, I want to hear it. Just I don't understand what the problem is with truth. That's what's got me completely confused. You tell the truth these days, you get punished. The more lies you tell, if you tell the right lies for, not to the right people, but for the right people, there's a difference. Those people are telling the lies for the king, Susan Rice, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. So see, these people are protected. You tell, and Nancy Pelosi, the way she slobbers all over the president, I mean, my God. I mean, it's disgusting. It's like, sweetheart, you know, you can put your tongue back in your mouth now and wipe all that slobber all over yourself. Clean yourself up, for crying out loud. Good God. All right, can I finish the first sentence to the scuttlebutt of the day, please? The Obama administration. Now, this is just beyond. I mean, just how do people accept this as legitimate is what I'd like to know. How can people still be this obtuse, this naive, this gullible, this lazy? And that's what it is. It is lazy. If you're that damn lazy that you can't, you won't allow your mind to think, is this true or not? Does this make sense? But no, oh no, the president said it. So, you know, I mean, he's the president. If the president says it, well, then it's got to be true. And if they print it in a newspaper, well, oh, then it's double true, especially if it's the New York Times. Oh, good God, the New York Times. Oh, they've never had to retract a story. Oh, no. They've never been busted for plagiarism. Oh, no, the New York, no. They're the most reputable newspaper in the world. Hell. The Obama administration, good God, it's going to, I mean, I'm going to finish this first sentence. I swear to God, I'm going to do it. The Obama administration hit 7 Russian and 4 Ukrainian officials with his magic pen for Russia's support of Crimea's referendum. There are so many things that are I don't even know how to put some of this stuff into words. I mean, this is what really is even a bigger problem, is what exactly is the problem? Yes, we can identify all these little itty-bitty problems that are over here, you know, it's on the surface, but what is the real problem, the nucleus, the main, you know, the main problem, the foundation of the problem? What is that? Where is that? Well, we can speculate here, we can speculate there. But we're not identifying the real problem. It's like with guns. Oh, just get rid of guns. You get rid of guns, you won't have any more people being killed with guns. No, but they'll be killed with knives and be killed with, you know, hammers and chainsaws and people running people over with cars, poison. Look, the gun doesn't kill. It's the person that kills. If you have the will to kill, you will kill, period. We need to work on the will, that will to kill. We don't see that in any of these gun laws legislations, do we? We don't see any part of this, the will to kill. We don't see any part of that in that legislation, do we? No. So we go out and harass and target those law-abiding citizens, which you shouldn't have to register your gun in the first place. I'm sorry, but shall not be infringed. I don't see how to interpret that any other way other than shall not be infringed. But, I mean, that's me. I'm the extremist. I'm the hater. It's not the gun. I can kill you with anything. People have been killing people since people were people. As long as you got 2 people on planet Earth, one of them bastards is going to get killed. It's just the way it is. Again, I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how the bastards work. Human beings kill. We don't have to. We can learn from our mistakes, but do we? No. Why? Well, too many people are making too much money. Look, these are simple things that we can fix in this country. I'm not talking about changing the entire planet. Like Obama's out there going to fix the whole world. Little old United States is going to single-handedly change the climate. How? Why what? You can't change the climate. Look, I know what I'm talking about. I studied it not only in college, but I studied it extensively in the Navy and used it in the Navy. Continued my studies. It's not difficult to study things. You don't have to be a scientist to study science. You just don't have to. You can study. It's okay to learn things. Just because you don't have a stupid piece of paper with your stupid name on it doesn't mean that you can't learn things. Doesn't mean that you don't know things. I can't tell you how many educated idiots I've met. Oh, they're educated, all right. Well, you're not educated. You're indoctrinated. Intelligence does not simply mean having information. Hell, anybody can get information. If you don't have enough, you can just make it up. Intelligence is not having information. Intelligence is having accurate information. But you have the accurate information, well, that's dangerous. Because somebody might get caught. Now you know, we got to find a way to discredit you. You know, if we can't do that, you know, then we give you a promotion to keep you shut, Susan Rice. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is the kind of government that we have. We don't need to have this. We can fix this. I'm sorry, but this is easily fixed. All you have to do is do it. If you can't go into the voting booth and vote properly, you got no business going there. In the Republican Party, you got no business putting people in positions where they're running for office. When one, you haven't vetted them. They're Democrat plants, or they're just boobs, clowns. We don't need any Democrat plants. We've got people in all these districts, even including San Francisco. I'm sure there's somebody in San Francisco that is smarter than Nancy Pelosi. I'm pretty sure we can find one person in San Francisco that is smarter than Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to go ahead and put all my money down on. We have at least one person in the city of San Francisco that is smarter than Nancy Pelosi. There's no excuse why we are not challenging this woman. Okay, we don't win this race. Now what? Well, we keep challenging her until we do. That's how you win a war. You lose one battle, well, you keep fighting another battle. You keep fighting. You want to get up that hill? What do? You don't retreat. You keep fighting. Okay, so you don't win this day. Well, tomorrow you do. And you keep going and going and going until you reach the summit. If you don't have that inside you, Reince Priebus or Reince Priebus, however the hell you pronounce your name, fine, you're a nice guy. I like you. If I ever met you, I'm pretty sure that I would get along with you. We'd have some great conversations. But look, this isn't about making friends. Screw making friends. We're not here to make friends. We're here to make responsible policy. And the only way we can do that is by putting responsible people in office to make responsible policy. But if you're not going to bring anybody to the table, I mean, come on. You can't find anybody in San Francisco that can challenge Nancy Pelosi. Are you kidding me? All you have to do is tell the truth and show the truth. Tell the truth and show the truth. Back it up. Back it up or shut it up. Jesus, God almighty. Can I finish this sentence? Well, I already did. All right, can we move on to the second sentence now? Oh, my Lord.
All right, I need some more grog.
Unbelievable. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Deer Park, New York. It's pretty cold. I went outside. It felt good. You know, oh, it's going to be warm. And then it took about 2 minutes later. Ah, fingers are froze. One of the biggest snowstorms in history hit D.C. the other day. Wonder if Al Gore was in D.C. Here are Obama's little, I don't even know what you call these. I mean, if you're going to apply a sanction to someone, that means they must have it in order for you to take it away, right? Well, first of all, he didn't do anything to Vladimir Putin. I'm sure he's probably got some assets here, but so what? First of all, these seven Russians and four Ukrainians that he signed an executive order. First of all, your executive order is moot. One, these people don't even have anything over here. Most of them don't. And even if they do, they've got minimal amount over here. They don't need to come to the United States, and they don't need to use the currency and the money that that are over here. You're not hurting them at all. Think they're going to stop and pull their troops out and say, okay, you can do whatever you want? Well, they already did. They voted to go with Russia. The problem is we didn't have a strong enough leader in the United States for quite a while. And Putin saw an opportunity, and he's going to seize it. Hitler did the same thing. Hitler saw an opportunity where he could take advantage of the situation, and he did. Well, that's what's happening here. Unfortunately, the situation that we're stuck in is really not much we can do, but just wait until it's too late and then do something. And that's what sucks. What the answer is, I don't know. I guess at this point, I mean, what these sanctions are doing are nothing. They're not hurting anybody. They're mocking him. I mean, he's out there. They're sending tweets now. Oh, God almighty. I mean, even the Russians are tweeting. You know society on planet Earth is lost forever. I mean, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Stupid tweets. He's out there saying it's some prankster who this Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, whatever. The point is, he's saying it's some prankster came up with the sanctions list, which more than likely probably did. We call her Valerie Jarrett. Then he sends another one out there. He calls him Comrade Barack Obama. What should you do to those who have neither accounts nor property abroad? Or did you think about it? No, he did not think about it. Or maybe he did. That's why he did it. This is how empty this man is. He wants to sound to his base, to the United States and to the world, that he's standing up for democracy and he's big and tough and he's got a magic pen and a magic phone, his bat phone, his bat pen. Wants the whole world to know how big and tough he is. But the problem is, if he was to do anything big and tough to Vladimir Putin, he'd get another wedgie and a bitch slap in front of the entire world, and he doesn't want to get embarrassed again. So he's going to act tough, standing tall in his little mom jeans, and gives a sanction to people that don't even have anything over here. What's the point? What are you sanctioning? Look what Obamacare. Oh, it's mandatory. But you can, anybody who has a hardship doesn't have to go into it. Well, what's a hardship? Well, if you went on healthcare.gov and you couldn't get on, that's a hardship. Oh, okay. So what is the point of his mandate? What the hell is the point of any of his executive orders? I mean, what is he doing? I mean, this law that he just had to have passed, he gets all of his peeps together there in the House and the Senate. They throw a pile of garbage together, cram it down the American people's throat in the middle of the friggin' night, Christmas Eve, early in the damn morning, and I got up and watched that too. I remember watching this, just watching the country just go right in the soup. It was a sad day, actually. It wasn't a very good Christmas. It wasn't a very good holiday. It was not a good holiday at all. I'm sorry. It just wasn't. I saw what it can do and what it is doing. We all know what it will continue to do. And we know the remedy. Even Obama knows the remedy. But he won't give the Republicans the satisfaction of winning, so he's going to delay it on his own. Meanwhile, we still have a lot of people who don't have a job anymore because of this. They've lost their hours because of this. They've lost their health care because of this. They have lost their doctor and their hospital. They're now forced to go literally hundreds of miles, 150 miles, some places 200 miles. So who gained from this? How about that 48 to 50 million people, whatever number you want to believe, that didn't have insurance? How about them? Maybe if you'd have opened up the oil industry a little more, you know, allowed coal to be mined, you know, allowed other businesses to, well, actually conduct business here and make a profit so they can hire more people. And we got more people, more people working. Well, more people have health care. But no, we can't do it that way. Well, why? Well, you get into this whole common sense thing, which we're the government. And if we make sense, well, then we're not going to win. As long as the Democrats win, it doesn't matter what we do. Yeah, but what about the American people? Well, the American people aren't a part of this equation. What's the matter with you? American people? American people? Who is this guy? Mr. Smart Guy over there? American people, they're not part of the equation. No, it's us in power. That's what matters. The American people, what does that mean? Those are our subjects. Those people work for us. We tell them to vote for us so we stay in power. We give them out free goodies from here and, time to time. And when the poor ones, when they get a little, uppity, we give them like free phones and, a little bit more money here and there. And, we give them stuff. We make them feel warm and fuzzy. We're really working for them. It's those Tea Partiers, those racists. So now we've got the Russians out there tweeting. That's absolutely pathetic. But what's more pathetic is we've got the world making fun of this guy. This is our president, the United States of America. We got to subject ourselves to this. Again, I am sick and tired of being embarrassed. I'm sorry, but this is embarrassing. This administration, look, it was embarrassing. Well, I was a kid during Carter. It was embarrassing. I got to admit, Billy Carter, oh my God. I got a Billy Carter story. I can't go into it. What? But this is beyond Jimmy Carter. I mean, all the mistakes that George Bush made, okay, fine. You can list them top to bottom, whatever. You can put mistakes down on anybody. It's not really so much, again, the amount of mistakes. It's the quality of the mistakes. What this man has done. Again, just what this man has done to the preamble of the Constitution. Forget about the body. Forget about the Bill of Rights. We're not even there yet. We don't even need to go there. Just what this president has done with the preamble of this Constitution is grounds for dismissal. And as much as I love Trey Gowdy, and I do love Trey Gowdy, he's my boy. He's another one of my first mates. But I do disagree with him. All we're doing is we're wasting time. If we're going to take the country back, we need to take it back. And we're not taking it back. We're not really... This isn't really so much of a revolution. I think the other... I consider the left as more the rebels. I don't consider us being... How are we rebellious when we're following the nation's founding document? How is that rebellious? Those that want to, and they can preach it in school. How many other countries in the world can you go and criticize the nation's founding document? Mm-hmm. How many nations can you do that to? You might get away with it once. And that's it. And now if you're a teacher in Alabama, you make fun of Michelle Obama's big butt, well, you get suspended. But since he's a football coach, he gets paid. He doesn't get paid for like 10 days. Because he said in the classroom, Michelle Obama's big butt. Well, she does have a big butt. However, should he have been saying that in the classroom? Probably not. Even though I can't stand Michelle Obama, and yes, she does have a big butt. But should he have been suspended for the rest of the year for making that? No, I don't. I find that just a little bit excessive. I think there's other ways he could have handled the whole situation. But you can go and make fun of the Constitution. You can go ahead and say all kinds of things against George Bush. That's no problem. But you tell the truth and say Michelle Obama's got a big butt, well, you must be suspended for the rest of the year, without pay. Since he's a football coach, he only loses 10 days. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How is that the connection there between the two? I don't know. Again, what's the point of punishing the guy if you're not going to punish him? But why would you even punish him like that in the first place, even 10 days? Look, unless it's an excessive problem and he's making, okay, fine. Compared to what teacher said about Bush, please, I don't want to hear it. And it doesn't matter. Again, as much as I don't like Michelle Obama, and the fact is, yes, she does have a big butt, but the guy probably shouldn't have been saying that in class. I can recognize that. But what I don't recognize is the excessive punishment for it. And then to have the punishment revoked to only 10 days because he's a football coach. So, you can't make this stuff up. It just boggles the mind sometimes. But Michelle Obama does have a big butt, and there's nothing you can do about it. I was going to get into this Romney thing. I might get into a little bit later here. because it's kind of long. And, I mean, it's pretty good. I can't remember what it's on the Wall Street Journal. So let me read, let me just read a few paragraphs of this. See, you can at least get a flavor of it. Take a shot of grog here. But again, getting back to Mitt Romney, whether you love him, whether you hate him, whether you think he'd be a good president or not, you got to get that part out. Take that part completely. That's not part. It's like the government who looks at how the government looks at you. You're not part of the equation. Okay? So here he is. But he starts off with a question. Why are there no good choices? Well, that's a very good question. That question right there. Why were there no good choices? Well, I don't really know, and we got stuck with John McCain. It didn't really matter who was going to be the presidential nominee. I mean, the country, the media had the entire country. I mean, if you were Republican, you were the Antichrist. You were a zombie. You were a leper, and you were contagious. So it really didn't matter who they put up. And then when Obama started getting more and more and more and more popular, and we started finding out more and more and more about this guy, then we're like, it's too late. Now we got we're in trouble. We got a serious problem on our hands. This Barack Obama is one dangerous dude. And all we have is John McCain. We're in trouble. Say what you want about Sarah Palin, love or hate her, doesn't matter. Not going to go into it. But if it wasn't for Sarah Palin getting on the ticket, John McCain, I don't think John McCain would have even won Arizona. Seriously. The reason why... what the hell's his name now? Damn it. From Connecticut. He was a Democrat, and then he changed it to independent. Oh, why can't I think of his name? I mean, he's a nice guy, but he's... Oh, why can't I think of his name? I am so terrible with names. Ah, good God almighty. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. He was a Democrat. John McCain picked him, and he turned him down. Nobody wanted to be on the ticket with John McCain, but Sarah Palin comes along. They ask her. She's like, okay, I'm a little governor over here, been a governor for a couple of years. Then I'm going to go on a vice presidential nominee ticket. I'll take it. Hell yeah. John McCain, first of all, was not a strong candidate. Then he fires old Cunningham for up there in front of an audience, and he said he dared to say Barack Hussein Obama. So he gets fired from the campaign. Well, that right there, that sunk John McCain's campaign. He wasn't going to win after that. If he did even have a chance, he lost it right there. But people weren't voting for John McCain. They were voting for Sarah Palin. And John McCain camp, they didn't like that because she got all the popularity. Well, because... You know, conservatives like conservative people. It's just the way it is. Not for nothing. But, I mean, when you kowtow and you surrender and you slobber, well, you know, people get tired of that crap. They don't like the wishy-washy. Okay, fine, they like you when you're fired up, but when you get fired up, you're fired up over stuff that is just... Like, why are you wasting your time? John McCain, we love you. And I've known your story far before you even ran for president. I've known you for many years. You used to come on Don Imus all the time. So I've known your story. I looked, I did my research. I did my history of you. And I did like you. And I still do. But time to retire, dude. We're done. We need fighters. I'm sorry, but, you know, it sucks. It's one of those times you have to make an executive decision. Well, the executive decision is this. The overwhelming vast majority of you in the Republican Party are fired. You're not going to do your job. You don't want to do your job. You're afraid to do your job. You don't deserve your job. You're fired. John Boehner, fired. All right. Let me read a few passages from this. Oh, my God. I tried. I got five words out. Why are there no good choices? From Crimea to North Korea, from Syria to Egypt, and from Iraq to Afghanistan, America apparently has no good options. If possession is nine-tenths of the law, Russia owns Crimea, and all we can do is sanction and disinvite and wring our hands. And that's what I said earlier. That's all we can do is wait until it's too late and then do something. This administration, and you can even go back to previous administrations, has put us into this position. You know that those Russians have been waiting to get the Soviet Union back. You know there's been a lot of them in there that have been just waiting to get the Soviet Union back. Well, how did they do it? Well, they built it block by block, piece by piece. That's what they're doing. Well, they've had a lot of plants in Crimea, and they've always had a lot of, I don't mean plants. I'm sure they did plant their own politicians in Crimea. They've always had a Russian stronghold. There's always been a lot of Russians there in Crimea that have been pro-Russia. So it really wasn't surprising that they voted the way they voted. Whether you believe it or not, fine, whatever. So now that's just one small little piece. Once he feels a little bit more comfortable and once Obama puts his little pen down and stops making these empty sanctions, which do what? Ooh, a sanction. But I don't have any accounts in America. Well, it doesn't matter. You can't fly here. I don't want to fly there. The hell they want to come over here for? They don't need to come over here. What does that mean? I mean, they're laughing over there. Yeah, they sanctioned me. Sanctioned me for what? Well, I don't know. I don't have anything. I don't have anything they can sanction, so what are they doing? Also, he can stand up in front of the world and look big and tough. I mean, I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm sorry, but I'm embarrassed. Don't make empty threats. Just don't threaten. You don't know what the hell you're doing and drawing red lines for, I mean, all because he's trying to appease the Taliban so they won't bomb us? This is his idea of negotiating. He gets on his knees and he starts to slobber. Oh, please, don't bomb us. I really like you. You're nice people. It's disgusting. And he's bowing to people. You don't bow. What the hell's the matter with you? You're the president of the United States, goddammit. Stand up and stand up straight. Have some respect for the office. Have some respect for the people that you're supposed to lead. Continuing on. Iran is following North Korea's nuclear path. Of course they are. And Obama's helping them. Oh, if I help you get a nuclear bomb, you promise not to blow me up? Sure, Barry, we won't blow you up. We're going to blow Israel up, though. Oh, that's no problem. Oh, yeah, you can blow them up. I don't like them anyway. Yeah.
Netanyahu, he's mean. He gives me wedgies like Putin does. He doesn't like me.
Iran is following North Korea's nuclear path. But it seems that God, there it goes again. That broken left-handed tongue just couldn't wait to get out this morning. Just sitting there on the wings, just waiting to jump right out there. Got nothing better to do. Iran is following North Korea's nuclear path. But it seems that we can only entreat Iran to sign the same kind of agreement North Korea once signed, undoubtedly with the same result. Yeah, the little old people like me, little old people like you, little old people in the supermarket and standing in line at the post office to buy a stupid stamp. People at the gas station, people at the school, I've had little guys. If we can see this stuff, how can they not? I don't understand that. That confuses me. Our tough talk about a red line in Syria prompted Vladimir Putin's sleight of hand, absolutely. He thought, oh, this is rich. I mean, this is too, Putin's over there, this can't be, this is too easy. It's like, no, this is going to be a cakewalk. Oh, my God. Leaving the chemicals and killings much as they were. We say Bashar Assad must go, but aligning with his Al-Qaeda-backed opposition is an unacceptable option. Absolutely. Yeah, okay, fine. Does this Assad, is he not a nice fella? No, he's not. And he speaks with a lisp. I shouldn't, you know, talk. I got a broken left-handed tongue, but he does have a lisp. And Michelle Obama does have a big butt. But it is unacceptable. Look, Al-Qaeda, I don't care. Fine, if you're a new group that's still connected to Al-Qaeda, you are a terrorist group. You are connected to the very people that, well, blew a bunch of buildings into our, or flew a bunch of airplanes into our buildings. Remember that a few years ago? Remember when that happened? A whole bunch of people died and everything? Yeah, the Pentagon. There in Pennsylvania, remember that? Those three planes, remember that? Remember when that happened? And how can it be that Iraq and Afghanistan each refuse to sign the status of forces agreement with us? Well, doesn't matter if they sign the stupid things or not. You think they're going to follow it? No. With the very nation that shed the blood of thousands of our bravest for them. They didn't care about our blood. They still don't. Why across the world are America's hands so tied? Well, because of empty threats, empty promises, incompetence, arrogance, deceit, corruption, greed. Oh, yeah. The Democrats are greedy, by the way, just so you know. But according to them, well, no, the only people that are greedy, well, that's the Tea Party, you know, the Koch brothers. Why? Because they went out and earned a bunch of money. That makes them greedy. Well, look, there is a difference between good greed and bad greed. There is a difference. Good greed is good. Bad greed is, well, bad. That's why it's called bad greed. If you don't know the difference between the two, you need to stay out of the conversation. I don't have time to explain the obvious. But moving on, a large part of the answer is our leader's terrible timing. Well, yeah, he does have bad timing. The problem is all these geopolitical matters interfere with his golf outings and his fundraisers, his little vacations there in Martha's Vineyard so he can have his little snow cones. In virtually every foreign affairs crisis we have faced these past 5 years, there was a point when America had good choices and good options. Yeah, there was a time. There was a juncture when America had the potential to influence events. Not anymore. But we failed to act at the propitious point. What? I can't read that word. I think that's a misprint. You people got to put this stuff in here. All these new words that you got to pop in front of me. It's bad enough I got a broken left-handed tongue, but I can't see halfway. I'm half blind, too. I don't even know how the hell I get up in the morning. I don't have any knees. I don't have a back. I don't have any neck or shoulders or fingers. I can't see. I can't speak. But here I am. Why? Because I'm dedicated to freedom. Freedom means a lot to me. And I don't give a damn how down I am. I don't care how sick I am. For freedom never stops. The fight for our way of life. The American way of life. That American way of life is what's missing in this country. I mean, we got stunts like what this president is doing and what our past administrations have been doing. We have been losing that. They have been taking it away from us. All we want to be is free. We just want to be Americans. But when our president puts us in these positions like this, and I'm sorry, but America right now, not only are we economically challenged, I guess you might say, but we are vulnerable. 9/11 proved that we could be attacked. Anybody can attack. And it doesn't matter how many precautions you take. It doesn't matter how many EPA agents. Doesn't matter how many ATF and FBI, law enforcement, and post office officials you put with firearms and body armor. It doesn't matter how many. If there is a will, there is a way. Again, if you have the will to kill, you will kill. But that's not any part of any kind of legislation. It's all about the gun. But it doesn't say anything about, you know, the bad guys getting the gun, you know, the black market and all that. Yeah, see, that's where the bad guys get their guns. And they don't have to register them. Oh, but if they get caught, they go to jail for a long time. Just shut up and go away. I mean, sometimes the stupidity that comes out of people's mouths, you wonder. I mean, with all of my things wrong with me, I mean, it's bad enough. I don't know how the hell I get up out of the morning. I don't know how the hell I get up out of bed in the morning. But some of these people, I don't know how they're able to function. I mean, if you have that little of brain power, don't you think that your muscles wouldn't be able to move and you wouldn't be able to walk? I like to know how these people are functional. Maybe they got an internal battery inside them or something. I don't know. But my God. All right, where the hell did we leave off? But we failed to act at the, oh, there's that word again. Failed to act at the right moment. That's what he's trying to say. But that moment having passed, we were left without acceptable options. Foreign affairs, as in life, there is a Shakespeare had it. a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted all the voyage of their life is bound in shadows and in miseries. The point is, we have a weak president. He has put not only the United States, because the United States used to be, anyway, used to be the nation's keeper. When stuff like this happened, we were right there. We were protecting them. We were always right there. Well, now we don't have that anymore. We don't have that clout anymore. We don't have that support anymore. Does it suck that what's going on in Ukraine? Look, I don't know. It seems to me that the people of Crimea want to be Russian. Now, the people of Ukraine, obviously, they don't want to give up Crimea. But it looks as though they did. Needless to say, I'm sorry that they're going to be in civil war for a while. I have that feeling. I think it's only obvious. But we have our own civil war going on here in the United States. We have our own illegal invasion in the United States. That illegal invasion is liberalism. And liberalism is not just a United States thing. Again, just like what I've been talking about, this is not just a Barack Obama thing. This is a government thing that's been going on in this country for far too long. It's also been a citizen thing. But this president, with his overreach of power, with what he has done to our preamble, what he has done to the body of the Constitution, what he's done to the Bill of Rights. I think we have the Bill of Right now, and I think that right is the Third Amendment, but that's very soon more than likely going to go away if it hasn't already gone away. So we don't even have a Bill of Rights anymore. But liberalism, getting back to where I blasted off, liberalism is not just an American thing. Liberalism is a world thing. And it's been a world thing for a long time. If Europe likes it, it doesn't seem to be something that I would want to live in over there. But if they like it, they can have it. Just because Europe does it means we've got to do it? What does that mean? Why can't we be who we want to be? Why do we got to be what somebody else wants to be? I don't want to be like anybody else. I just want to be me. Oh, would you look at this? I think my brother finally sobered up. He might have an NFL football update. Let's get in here. Hey, are you there?
You're a liberal.
Oh, you are the liberal.
You're a liberal.
What are you talking about?
You're a bleeding liberal is what you are.
You are. You're a bleeder. You're just a big pile of liberal blood. You got no news?
Yeah, I got no. No, not really. But anyways, it's getting closer and closer. I'm getting excited and excited.
Well, who was the Cowboys got rid of a couple of people I know. A bunch of old guys are getting
Cowboys didn't have a choice, man. They had the clean house, and they got no money left. I will not pick them this season once.
Well,
unless they play Jacksonville every game.
You know what's going to happen?
They got no
with
chances.
Cowboys. You know what's going to happen with the Cowboys now, don't you?
They're going to screw me again, I'm sure.
Well,
I don't know
here's
why, but
I'll tell
do.
You what. Here, get out your book and put this in the book. You know how the Cowboys are. You're right. You can't pick them. As soon as you pick them, you think they're going to win. They're going to lose. So you're going to think they're going to lose all season long, and these bastards are going to start winning.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to screw me so one way or the other. It doesn't matter which way I pick, man. They're going to screw me.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you pick the Cowboys first. Whatever you pick, I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not picking them.
I can't. I
can't pick
them. I'm glad you called in today because I needed a break today. These people are driving me friggin' insane. How long were you online? I haven't been looking. I've been
sitting here for 2 hours, man.
Well, you know, I get, you know, these people, they do this to me. I mean, they get me all
liberals.
Exercised. I know.
I know. I know.
But now, Tate, he's still with Seattle. He's gone.
No. Yeah, boy. Let me think here real quick. He signed with doesn't matter. He's okay to be gone. We'll fill that gap.
I thought he was. Well, he was good. He was good.
I'm not questioning his ability. He's really good. But Seattle's depth is just amazing. We'll fill the gap.
Well,
it might be the end of the world.
I think you're right. I think if it wasn't because of, you're right, of the depth of Seattle, they're set. I mean, they need a couple of pieces here and there. They could always use a couple little pieces, but their foundation, their core is set. They could take this guy out, and they can get
Denver,
a
Denver, though. Denver has done some moves, man. Those guys are spooky.
Yep.
They're spooky. Oh, they picked up... I don't know where they came up with the money, because these three huge names, they got Ware. My goodness, who else? Two others that they signed up. Huge names.
They're not.
I don't know where
they
came up with the money, man. Yeah, they will.
Well,
great players.
I'd love to see. I think we're going to look. I think we're going to see a repeat. I don't see.
Yeah,
any
but
other
I
team
think
Denver
beats them this time, though.
No,
Denver beats them this time. Yeah,
no, they don't.
Although it's very rare to lose the Super Bowl and then get back into it. But Denver, there's just nobody better than them in the AFC. So they almost have to be there.
There is a stat. There's four teams that have done gone to the Super Bowl, loss, and then went in there. I know Miami.
It's rare. It's rare.
Dallas. It is rare. There's four teams. I can't remember what it is.
Buffalo, four times.
Well, they went four times and lost four times.
That's what I mean. If you go to
four
the Super Bowl and you lose, it's typical that you don't get the Super Bowl. But the Bills did it, three times, I guess. But and it's rare. It doesn't happen every day.
Well,
that's my point.
Well, as rare as it is, it does happen, and it can happen.
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
But it doesn't happen every year. Right. You're right.
No,
it doesn't.
And what I'm looking at is that if anybody, Denver has the best chance to get back into it.
No, I think Seattle has a better chance than Denver.
No, dummy, I'm talking about the AFC. In the AFC, they have the best chance to get back in. There's nobody in the AFC that's really going to compete.
That's what I'm saying. I think that there's really, well, actually, the – actually, the NFC with Seattle, there are teams that are up and rising, but I think Seattle can beat them.
Yep.
Seattle, the only team that's going to beat Seattle is going to be Seattle. But
I think San Francisco still got, I don't know, they got our number occasionally.
I think they're going to slip. I think Arizona and
San Francisco are going to battle.
They're going to battle. Hey, let them battle. Let San Francisco and Arizona battle.
I hope they kill each other.
I don't care. Yeah, let them go. Let them battle each other. But
I don't see Arizona being as big a threat as San Francisco, though. I think San Francisco is still – they got our number.
Yeah. Well. I'm surprised you called today. You used to call on Friday.
Well, I woke up early. I sobered up and woke up early.
Because this was a surprise. I didn't expect.
I surprised myself too. Like I said, I woke up early. And
these guys are getting ready to. I know there's these mini camps. When's the draft? This June, right?
No. It's
April.
Yeah, pretty soon, 2 weeks maybe.
Or May, whatever. So, I mean, who is Seattle even? Does Seattle even have a pick?
You got 31st pick of the draft. I mean, they're way down the line. But
well,
they
that's
don't
what
really
I said.
Need.
Right.
They don't really. All they need is maybe an offensive lineman, grab a couple of them.
You can always
low-paying jobs.
You can never have enough linemen because they get hurt easy.
Absolutely.
And you need, you know, you can never have a left lineman. You never
well, that's
have
all they really need is to just bulk up in that. Maybe a few defenders in the on the line.
All right.
Really...
What happens? All right. What happens if Wilson gets hurt? What are you going to do? What do you do right now? Who's your back?
Oh my God, Jervaris Jackson or something, Jermaine Jackson. That's a backup.
He's still backup. Yeah, well. Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about that. I don't think that's necessary.
Well, let's just not think it. And then maybe it won't happen.
But I don't see any other teams right now. I know. Well, you know.
I see Manning getting hurt this year, though.
I don't even want to think about it. But I know you're
I
right.
Know, but I see it too.
I saw it last year too. I thought every time he got hit, I got, oh God, don't break his neck, don't break his neck, don't break
yeah,
his neck.
I just have the feeling he's not going to last the entire season.
Well.
It'll be sad. It'll be awful. But it's foreseen. It's in the book. I wrote it.
Well, I just don't see any other teams. Well, you never know. I mean, football's football, man. You don't
yeah,
know
those
nothing.
Eagles, man. I'm telling you. I told you this earlier. Watch.
Eagles,
hey,
Eagles.
I hate it. I hate
oh,
it.
Oh, come on.
I
Eagles,
Eagles.
Hey,
listen, I hate it, but it just
He's
watch
have,
it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
just
him lose.
Watch him.
Yeah.
I hope so, but
this kid's
going
to have a sophomore jinx. He's going to realize, oh, well, he's going to have his welcome to the NFL moment.
Yeah. But that's fine.
That's fine,
okay.
Too. They can lose twice.
They still have a decent team.
They got a decent team, but I just don't want them to win.
No, I want them to lose everything.
I want
I'm telling you,
twice.
Watch them. Watch
Every
them.
Sunday.
They're going to be like your stupid Chiefs of last
hey,
season.
Those are your Chiefs. And look, let me tell you. Hey,
I was right on them, though, right?
Yeah, but then you urinated all over them when they started winning. Oh, they're not real wins. Oh, they're not. This was like, what the hell? Your team starts winning.
But they really weren't. Come on.
Who cares? They're winning. A win's a win.
No, I get it. I get it all. But really, did they beat anybody?
Who cares? No, they didn't. And the teams that they did play, they got their asses handed to them. But
there you go.
Look out for New York. Because that's the way the Giants play.
No, I don't know why.
Look, I'm not saying
you got them in
go
your underwear or something. I don't know what your story is with them. They're
Look,
zero.
I'm in New York. I know my teams, and I'm
yeah,
telling.
I know
you.
You're in there, but it doesn't matter.
Look,
they are nothing.
I'm not saying they're going to go to the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is they're going to be a hell of a lot better than they were last year. And if they're not, well, then you're going to see Coughlin. He's going to be fired.
Hey,
I don't know.
You and I are better than what they were last year.
Well, it surprised the hell out of me because they got a good team. They got a good team.
They've got people. They got personnel, but they couldn't put it together.
No, they're
not going to put it together this year either.
In your Jets.
Jets,
not,
I don't care about them.
Jets.
They can go away. They can go away.
So, well.
I don't know. Well, this is going to be a fun season. I'm pretty excited about the Seahawks. They're just a good team. They really don't even have to show up most of the time. They're just good.
Well, find out where Richie Incognito's going. I want him to go to the Raiders.
Oh, he did go, I believe, the Raiders. The Raiders were looking at him anyways. And that is perfect, is it not?
Well, I heard...
Bring some of that attitude back.
Right. I was heard that the Raiders were looking at him, or somebody said that. It could have been I heard you say it. I don't know. But Look, it's a perfect fit if the Raiders could be the Raiders, like the old Raiders.
Bring some of that attitude back.
Bring some tude,
I'm
man.
All for
it. Bring some tude. That's right.
Beat everybody up in the locker room. I don't care. That's fine.
We need fighters, man. That's fighters, man. Fighters.
Just
where it's at.
Beat everybody up. Beat everybody fighters. Up in the locker room. Somehow. Anyways, I believe that that is correct, that he at least the Raiders were looking at him. I'm not sure what happened. Somebody else is looking to sign that Martin. I think Dolphins are going to bring him back. I wouldn't bring him back. He's a sissy girl.
Well, Dolphins are done. So.
Dolphins are done. All right. Anything else?
No.
I have to go relieve myself.
Oh, thanks for that information. I'll put that down in my book.
Well, I could have lied to you and said I had to go do some laundry or something.
Well, that would have...
Would have been all right.
Cleaner, I get that. But all right, anything else?
No, gotta go. See me later.
See me?
Okay, that was a surprise. I've been trying to get him to call in on Friday and give me some football updates on who's being traded or not. So now he picks a, what is this, Monday or Tuesday today? Oh, well, Tuesday, who cares? Anyway, I don't know where the hell we were. But why don't we open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty. Professor calls for climate change deniers to be imprisoned. Well, yeah, I agree with that. Deniers, you know, you're going to deny that man-made global warming. I mean, yeah, you should be thrown in jail. Yeah, you should, you know, bread and water and that's it. You shouldn't be, yeah. You should never be allowed to see the sun again. Teacher suspended for reference to fat butt Michelle Obama. Well, we already covered that. Oh, I was saying big butt. It was fat butt, he said. Oh, okay. Well, she does have a fat butt. When U.S. steps back, will Russia and China control the internet? Yes. Which means, yeah. Freedom of speech you thought you had in the United States? Well, you may have it in the United States, but not in the world. Not on the internet. It's coming. First of all, Russia and China do control their internet. They're not allowed to have freedom of speech on their internet. You can't say anything about Putin. You can't say anything about whoever the hell's running China now. Ho Chi Minh the 12th, I don't know, whoever. They control the internet. You're not allowed, you don't get freedom of speech, and you certainly can't talk about the government, especially in a negative light. You can talk about how great and wonderful the government is. Well, you can talk about that, but if you tell the truth and tell the people of the country that they're corrupt, wow, that's, we can't have that. See, Obama sees what these Chinese and the Russians and all these other tyrants are doing, so he's got to get in on the game. He's got to get the EPA and the IRS and the ATF and FBI and all his little government agency buddies together with his phone. He can have a conference call. He can sign some executive orders. Liberals do want to stifle freedom of speech, unless it's their speech. If it's their speech, well, fine. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Now, here's a story. Guinness ditches the St. Patty's Day parade over the LGBT, ABQR, all these letters and acronyms. Good God. I didn't want to cut into this, but we got to cut into this today. And here's why. Let me open it up here. So, a Guinness beer, which I'm not a real big Guinness beer fan anyway. Whatever. If you're Irish, you like it, fine. If you like the beer, drink it. I'm not telling you don't drink it. I'm not telling you to boycott anything. I don't do boycotts. But they didn't advertise because the St. Paddy's Day parade wouldn't allow people to hold up signs that were advertising being lesbian and gay and transsexual and bisexual and this and that and sexual and all this stuff. First of all, nobody cares that you are gay or transsexual or quadrosexual or whatever sexual that you want to put yourself into, whatever category, whatever group. Whatever faction you want to put yourself in, I don't care. Nobody cares. Cares that you're gay. We just don't care. There is no war against gays. Except for in their mind. Because they've got to create a victim so they can create more votes. If you turn these people over here into villains, well, then you get people to hate them. And if people hate them, they never vote for them because they're they're creeps. Well, that's what all this is about. This says, first of all, St. Paddy's Day is not a day to advertise being gay. If you are gay, then just be gay and drink. It's St. Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's Day for everybody. Everybody is Irish on St. Paddy's Day. And that's a stupid point. It's a day to drink. That's all it is. So the parade said, look, we don't need, you know, we don't need this. Look, you've already got a gay pride parade. What if you had the Tea Party in there? In the gay pride parade? Homosexuals for the Tea Party! How long do you think they would last? Do you think they'd kick them out? Of course they would. They wouldn't be allowed to advertise the Tea Party. They wouldn't be allowed to advertise St. Paddy's Day in a gay pride parade. You know. Why do you want to advertise? Why do you want to turn an issue that, first of all, isn't an issue into an issue? Don't turn things that ain't things into things that ain't things. You just create bigger things that ain't things. That's it. They wanted to create an issue, an event, so they can target the right. This is all this is about, just to target the right. Well, the right could care less that you're gay. We don't give a damn. Go ahead. It's your business. We don't care. We got too much going on in our own business to worry about what you're doing. So they got to throw a fit, and now you got Guinness over here, you know, well, we're not going to be involved in anything that's going to be discriminating. How is it being discriminating? It's St. Paddy's Day. It's not the gay pride parade. It's the St. Paddy's Day parade. It's a day to be Irish. That's it. Just drink and shut up. You don't need to turn this into a political issue, first of all. This whole gayness, first of all, should not be a political issue in the first place. It's a social issue. Social issues are social issues. Society handles that. Shouldn't be handled politically. And see, that's how they do it. That's how they win. They turn every issue into a political issue so they can demonize their opponents, which is a very childish game. And it's not real. And why people continue to buy it and believe in it and follow it and practice it, I don't know. I don't know. But look, guys, nobody cares that you're gay. We just really don't care. What we care about is the 91.5 million people out of work. We care about the fast approaching $20 trillion in debt. We care about our president embarrassing us in front of the world. We care about our president making bad weapons deals with bad people across the globe, namely Al-Qaeda, that gets four of our American brothers brutally murdered. And if you do believe the reports, you know, shot of grog here, our ambassador did not have a very pleasant death. Raped, cattle prodded, tortured, burnt. And he blames that on a filmmaker, on a stupid video that nobody saw. How the hell did we get on that? We're talking about... Unbelievable. This is what these people do to you. Let's get going. Let's start at the top here. How much time do we got? We still got some time. We got some time here. All right. Let's see what this story is. This professor now. He calls for climate change deniers to be imprisoned. So that's okay to do that, but you can't tell the truth and tell your children that Michelle Obama has a big fat butt. A a professor with Rochester Institute of Technology.
Oh, you must be really smart. I bet he's got a PhD. I bet if we continue reading, I bet he's got a PhD.
Has called for the incarceration.
The incarceration. Listen to this guy.
Incarceration of any American who actively disagrees that climate change is solely caused by human activity. Yeah, hot air coming out of people like you. That's the biggest damn greenhouse gas we've got. Lawrence Torsello, a philosophy professor with a PhD, of course, I knew it. There it is, those PhDs. From the University at Buffalo, published the comments as part of an essay submitted to the academic website, The Conversation. Ah, stewardess, barf bag, please. What are you kidding me? Well, I went on this stupid website, this conversation. It's called The Conversation. It's an academic website. If you want to consider that academic, okay. I mean, I guess you have that right. You can consider anything you want to, anything you want to. I don't know. I personally wouldn't consider it academic. If this is academics, I'm not interested. But Torsello, the academic, all these people, they think they're smart. They get a piece of paper with their name on it. That means they're intelligent. Well, I know more than you. I've got a PhD, so you must listen to me. You can't have a different opinion than me. You don't have a PhD. No, but I won an election. Oh, well, okay. Well, that trumps me. But I mean, these people. It doesn't matter what your title is. It doesn't matter what your little piece of paper says. That isn't what matters. That's not intelligence. Just because you got a piece of paper or a business card, I can get a business card. I can get a lot, any kind of piece of paper. I got a piece of paper right here. I'm going to write my damn name on it right here. Yeah, the Captain PhD. Yeah. There. Now I'm going to show people. Look at me. I can join the conversation now. I'm just as smart as you. See, look at this piece of paper. It says Captain on it right there. See underneath it? PhD. So there. Now shut up. The conversation. There is no conversation with a liberal. Just do everything that I say and shut up. Well, that's not a conversation. First of all, they don't understand the conversation. That's the biggest problem with trying to converse with these people, is getting them to actually understand the issue. I mean, I've never seen people before in my life. I mean, I don't know how they can do it. They have no concept of what the issue is, but yet they've got more opinions and more solutions and more comments than anybody. I mean, you don't even understand what this is about. How can you have all these opinions? And then if you argue with them and say, no, I'm sorry, but the evidence shows that you're wrong, well, then you're a hater. You're a racist. You're not allowing me to speak. Shut up. That's your allowance to speak. Shut up. I need another shot of grog here. We got to get into this here. This is how just absurd these people are. Torsello, the PhD professor, the smart guy, he knows. It's all those climate deniers, you know, because they listen to Rush Limbaugh. They go to the Tea Party. Yeah. They probably have guns. Yeah, we do. Torcello argues that malignant individuals, this guy, creep, who he does not identify, are collectively organizing a campaign funding misinformation about climate change. No, you people, when you talk about man-made global warming, that's misinformation. Maybe if you studied the science, which, you know, that would be too much. Study the relationship between the sun and the earth. Here's another thing you can do. Why don't you study the history of the planet? See, in order, before you can understand the present or the future of anything, it doesn't matter what it is, before you can understand the present or the future of anything, you must first understand the history. Geopolitical matters, you have to understand the history. If you don't, you're going to be repeating it like what's going on right now. We've seen this same movie before. I know it was an old one. It's a classic. But we've seen it before. We can rewrite the scene. But we need to just do it. So Torcello argues that the malignant individuals who he does not identify are collectively organizing a campaign funding misinformation about climate change. They're horrible. Torcello goes on to suggest that such activity ought to be considered criminally negligent. How about your stupidity? You think maybe that might be criminally negligent? I mean, the nerve of these people. Adding that science misinformation. Yeah, science misinformation, what you have, Professor. If you knew the history, you would know that it is cyclical. The planet gets warm, then it gets cold, then it gets warm and cold and warm and cold and warm and cold. We don't have a damn thing to do with it. It doesn't matter how many gasoline engines we have. It doesn't matter about any of that. The planet's the planet. I'm not saying that we should just go out and pollute the planet as much as we can. No, we should work our way out of fossil fuels. I mean, just so we can have a cleaner... Nobody likes to breathe smoke, okay? I'm sorry, we don't. Nobody likes to breathe bad air. But if we're going to do this stuff, we need to do it responsibly. We don't do it by a piece of legislation. First of all, you cannot legislate technology. It just doesn't work. Can't do it. I mean, my God. Think. Look at the stuff that's happening around you. You got to do some research. I know it sucks. In order to keep your freedom, you got to, well, you got to keep up on things. You got to keep yourself educated. You got to work at it. You got to fight. You see a fight wherever it is. I don't care where it is. You got to fight it. You see a fight, fight it. We don't have that in our government. They see a fight, they surrender. Oh, I don't want to get involved. Not the right time. It's not the right time. We don't want to look like a race. It's not the right time to fight. Yes, it is the right time to fight. And these guys are hitting us at every damn angle, every damn vector. And we've got to do everything we can to keep ourselves informed, keep ourselves in the up and up so we know what's happening. We know when they're hitting us. Sometimes they hit us and we don't even know it. So again, we're just going to have to eat one less bag of Cheetos, watch one less Kim Kardashian show, and get ourselves informed. Get yourself involved in something. Help fight it any way you can. It doesn't matter what you can do. Whatever you can contribute, contribute. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how big or how small. But if you want to win the war, you got to win the battle first. And there's a lot of battles that need to be won. And they all need to be won now. Consider cases in which science communication is intentionally undermined for political and financial gain, Torcello asks his readers. Yeah, man-made global warming, Professor. is for political and financial gain. One, the political gain is, well, people get support and vote for Democrats because Republicans don't believe in the apocalyptic man-made global warming and all the polar bears are melting even though the numbers are increasing and all the ice is breaking up and melting away even though there's more ice than we've had in decades. And the financial gain, well, look at Al Gore. This man has become a billionaire off of global warming. Unbelievable. On something that doesn't exist, he sells books, he makes movies, he gives speeches. Ooh, a speech. Now, what does that mean? What does a speech really do? Has a speech ever cured cancer? No. What has a speech ever done? How many speeches has this guy given? According to him, we still have global warming, so his speeches aren't really doing the job. What does a speech do? Well, it gets people informed. Really? Informed of what? Something that doesn't exist? Okay, that's quality information. I'm glad I have that. Now I have all the information on something that doesn't exist. Oh, now I feel complete. And they tax us on this. Do you believe that? Make no mistake about it. Taxes are being raised to finance this so-called fight against global warming. It's not a fight against global warming. This is money just going into their so-called green energy jobs that don't really exist. They're just helping their own cause. They're just helping the Democratic Party. None of these pieces of legislation are allowed to go through unless it directly affects the Democratic Party. And if it doesn't, then you have Harry Reid crying like a stuck hog. You're a grown man, Harry Reid. Shut up. You're one of the most corrupt individuals we got in that Congress. I don't want to listen to a damn thing you say. The Koch brothers. I mean, grow up. The Koch brothers. Koch brothers ain't no threat. They're just giving money like anybody else. Look, if I had the money, I'd give money to people too. Or maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. It's my money. I'll spend the damn thing on anything I want to. He then goes on. This is the so-called real intelligent professor with the PhD. Then goes on to cite a case in Italy where six scientists were jailed for failing to clearly communicate risks to the public about living in an earthquake zone. Well, that's Italy. He goes on and on and on. Well, imagine this and imagine that. Well, imagine this and imagine that. Imagine if you actually took the time to research and study planet history before you studied global warming. And how do you study global warming? Well, you just say that there is and defend it. And if anybody says, no, that doesn't exist, well, then they're a denier and they should be incarcerated. They shouldn't be allowed to play in any more reindeer games. They shouldn't be allowed to work. They should not be allowed to live in society. Their children should not be allowed to come play over in our neighborhood. We don't want those kind here. Those climate deniers. Those freedom lovers. Well, we don't want your kind here. How about that? But we allow you to be here. And if we go out and profess there is no such thing as man-made global warming, well, then that teacher gets suspended. That teacher gets kicked out of school. How dare you? What, how dare you what? Tell the truth? Well, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. I mean, what the hell's the matter with you? You're a teacher. You don't tell them. No, you don't tell them. No, look. See, when you come in every morning,
So you log on, and here's the website, and you get on there. This gives you your thought of the day. Now, come on. You're a teacher. Let's get with it, all right? This is what you teach your children, your students. We don't teach any of that freedom business here. We don't teach where the children can actually think on their own. We don't have that. No, 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 no. We think for them. We tell them what to think. We're the teacher. All right, I've had enough of this stupid Torcello. Torcello also addresses the fact that he demands clearly run an opposition to protected free speech under the First Amendment. Oh, now he's claiming the First Amendment. Oh. And as part of other nations' laws calling for legal systems to be updated by governments. What does that mean, updated? See, these are people that want to change the Constitution. These are the rebels, not us. We're not the rebels. We're not the extremists. They are. They're the rebels. We want the Constitution, which is what this country was founded on. This very document that I'm holding in my hands right now, which is the last one of the last remaining copies that the government hasn't gotten to yet. This one I keep under lock and key. They don't get this one. They can't take this one. They will have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers. I can tell you that. They're not getting it. Even if they do, they don't get that Constitution that's right in here. Right in here. They can't take that away. No matter what the hell they do, they can't take that away. You can kill the American, but you cannot kill the American spirit. All right, what else we got? Let's read what this stupid... I didn't get a chance to read what this was, but this school teacher making fun of Michelle Obama's big fat butt. An Alabama high school teacher learned the hard way when he got suspended for referring to the First Lady as Fat Butt Michelle Obama. I bet if it was Fat Butt Laura Bush, I bet you wouldn't have got suspended. Bob Grisham, a psychology teacher in Lauderdale County High School, isn't allowed back in the classroom for the rest of the year. But Grisham, who's also the school's head football coach, is only being docked 10 days from that job. He also has been ordered to go undergo sensitivity training. What the hell is sensitivity training? I would refuse to go to that. That's ridiculous. What is sensitivity training? How about you have a little sensitivity towards him? Oh, we can't have that. It's always sensitivity towards them. The victim. Well, who's a victim? Well, it seems like everybody's a victim. Even if I was a victim, I wouldn't claim I'm a victim. I don't want to be a victim. A victim. You're only a victim if you surrender. Then you're a victim. Well, I haven't surrendered, and I refuse to surrender, and neither should you. We should never surrender any of our rights, liberties, or freedoms. We don't surrender our rights, liberties, or freedoms, not one of them, to anybody. Certainly not to a terrorist. We're Americans. We stand up to terrorism. We don't change our way of life for them. We don't change our way of life for anybody. All these illegal aliens coming over, we got to change our way of life for them. If I move over to their country, I got to change my way of life for them, but they don't have to change it for me. But they come over here, and now we have to kowtow to them, and we need sensitivity training. Sensitivity training. Just think about that. It's phony. It's disgusting. It's repugnant. It's ridiculous. So, anyway, we are running very short of time. We've got to turn this ship around and head back into port. I want to thank my first mate, Kel, for listening in today. And Vito, thank you very much. They're good, strong listeners. And make sure that you do check their sites out. BlogTalkRadio.com /radio-jihad. And my first mate, blogtalkradio.com/KELKELFRITZY, FRITZY. Check them out. You don't need to eat another bag of Cheetos. You don't need to watch any more of the stupid Kim Kardashian shows. You need to get yourself informed. You need to get yourself involved. Freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. And we do have to work for freedom every single day. We do fight for freedom every single day. There's a battle. You don't want to win the war? Then go home. Stay at home. Stay on the couch. Stay out of the way, because I'm going to fight. All right. Thanks, Sid. That's it. We got nothing more to do. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.